Hello everyone, you're very welcome to another audio walk from Open Country. My name's Tom and I'm very pleased to have you with me today as we venture out once more into the beautiful West Yorkshire countryside around where I live. I'm pleased to say that you join me on what is a beautiful winter's day today. We woke up to quite a harsh frost on the ground this morning, and the clear skies that led to that thankfully have stuck around. And that sky and the sun has got quite a bit of warmth to it. And as I walked down to the start of this walk, I passed a patch of snowdrops, which made me think spring is just around the corner, which is a welcoming thought for us all, I think. The walk that we're going on today is going to be very much a celebration of woodland. I'm starting off from Springwood, which I've covered on these audio walks before, and then we'll be heading over the River Aire and the Leeds-Liverpool Canal and following a path through Dawson Wood and Buck Wood in an area known locally as Thackley Bottom. We're about 4 miles from the centre of Bradford and about 8 miles from the centre of Leeds. Hopefully there'll be plenty to experience along the way, as we usually find on these audio walks. As per usual, we'll be looking out for the elusive kingfisher as we cross over the waterways, and hopefully we'll also find a few interesting things to have a look at, smell and touch as we go through the wooded areas as well. It's about a 4.5-5 mile walk out to the little village of Esholt, where they used to film Emmerdale, and then we'll follow the river back into Springwood to complete the walk. So let's get cracking and enjoy this beautiful winter sunshine on this audio walk today. We've made it down to the banks of the River Aire now. The industry that you might be able to hear in the background is the water treatment works. So there's a bit of a pungent smell around at the moment. The last time I was down here by the River Aire, it was absolutely walloping it down. And the river was well and truly in full spate. It was really quite high. In fact, where I'm standing now was probably underwater. Thankfully, with this nice weather, it's dried up quite considerably and it's dropped back to its normal level. And as I look to my right, it's actually revealed some beautiful daffodils. They're the first daffodils that are just coming into bud that I've seen this year. So again, another lovely sign that spring might be on its way. I have seen kingfishers here underneath what is known locally as Squeaky Bridge in the past. So I might just stick around for a little bit and keep my eyes and ears peeled for that blue flash and shrill call before we move on over the Squeaky Bridge, over a swing bridge over the Leeds-Liverpool Canal, and then up a steep muddy bank, which when I last walked up there on that very wet day was very clarty indeed. So I'm hoping that with this dry weather and a bit of lingering frost, it may be a bit easier to pass through this time. I must apologise at this point if I sound a little bit out of breath in this next section. I have just climbed up that rather muddy banking, and despite there still being a bit of ice and frost around, it still was quite muddy underfoot. So let's just say I'm glad I've got my wellies on, because they came in very handy on that little climb up there. Because we've come to the top of the hill, we've reached a point at the boundary wall of Dawson Wood underneath the town of Thackley, which is a suburb of Bradford. And it's a really nice introduction to this woody section of the walk, because it's given us a vantage point across the Aire Valley. And as far as I can see, it's just a sea of trees. There's a few buildings that I can see dotted on the other side of the valley, but other than that, it's just swathes of woodland as far as I can see. As I was crossing the canal in one direction, it was completely frozen over, which gives you an idea of how chilly it is out here today, despite that lovely warming winter sunshine. The sun obviously not making it to that part of the canal quite yet to melt it. Anyway, I suppose we ought to venture on over this boundary wall into Dawson Wood and then carry on through the wood to Buckwood, and we'll see what woodland wonders we can find along the way. The sound of industry is now fading slowly away into the background. Can still just make it out, but it's a lot quieter than it was. And as those sounds do fade, the more bird song I can hear as the birds flit in the trees above me. The path that we're walking along at the moment is right next door to the railway line. You may be able to hear a train just go past there. It's also a tunnel of gorse bushes. I'm having to be very careful, because if you've come across gorse bushes before, you'll know that they are rather prickly, and I don't really want to get my clothes snagged on them and tear them anyway. But the wonderful thing about gorse bushes is that they're one of these plants that flowers all the year round, and they produce these beautifully vibrant yellow flowers that, if you get up close enough to them and have a sniff, there's a distinctive smell of coconut that emanates from them. They're quite opportunist plants, as they flower year round to make the most of any pollinators that may be around when others aren't, during the winter months and into early spring. They are absolutely incredible plants. I know they're very spiky and may have a bad reputation that way, but personally, I think they're absolutely beautiful. We're now in the heart of Dawson Wood. It's a mixture of pine and deciduous trees. It's quite open. There's a few brambles scattered around the base of the trees. And despite it being winter, with the beautiful light of that winter sun flooding this area of the wood, there's still quite a lot of colour around. From the russet tones of the needles underneath the pine trees on the hill in front of me, to the rich green mosses that are climbing up a decaying dry stone wall, and a few of the tree trunks in front of me. There's a little stream just trickling by as well at my feet, which gives off a lovely little calming sound to go with this wonderful, peaceful nature of this open area of woodland. We're just about to leave Dawson Wood now. As I've been walking through, the top area of Dawson Wood used to be a quarry, so the landscape was quite pockmarked with these deep gashes where it's been dug out to collect all of this beautiful Yorkshire stone that's dotted all around me. I've also seen some other signs of spring life as I've been walking through the wood. From the shoots of little bluebells to other little tantalising green sights that are making me think spring is once again just round the corner. We've come to this clearing here, which is covered in dying back bracken. So it's quite a muddy, browny, reddish colour. And towering on the hilltop above me is a humongous pylon, just silhouetted against the blue sky, almost like a mechanical creature climbing over the hill. Again, the sound of the water treatment works on the opposite side of the valley is audible once again as we venture on towards our next area of woodland, Buckwood. From a tunnel of spiky gorse to a tunnel of prickly holly. Seems like the foliage has got it in for me on today's audio walk. Anyway, we've now come across the boundary into Buckwood, which is a sea in front of me of my favourite trees, silver birch trees. It's absolutely spectacular, these long silvery trunks stretching up towards that beautiful blue sky beyond. It's well worth coming through the prickly natured bushes to find myself in this wonderful area of woodland. As I look ahead of me, a squirrel's just scampering up one of the ivy clad trees in the distance. In the background I can hear the call of a magpie just flying through the trees. This area of woodland is a lot more dense than the last. A lot boggier underfoot, I must say, as well. And again, a really good job that I've got these Wellington boots on today. They're serving me very proudly. Along the bottom of the valley, I keep seeing flashes of the Leeds-Liverpool Canal again frozen over through the trees. That's where we're aiming for next, as we cross that and over the River Aire again and head back towards Springwood via the small village of Esholt. As we head back down towards the canal, we're following this line of pylons, many of which you can actually get under and look straight up. As long as you don't climb them, I think they're safe. There is a ring of barbed wire around them from stopping people from getting too high up, and big yellow signs saying danger of death, keep off, warning people from the electricity flowing above. They are quite interesting though when you do go underneath and look directly up and see the intricate patterns of the metalwork crisscrossing into the sky. We now find ourselves on the other side of the canal and the river. We've dropped down out of Buck Wood and crossed this beautiful, long, green wrought iron bridge with archways spanning across the river. It almost looks like you're walking through a vortex as you're walking along it. And according to a sign on the side of the bridge, it was actually erected in 1889. So as we keep our ears and eyes peeled for the elusive kingfisher, we'll walk back along this footpath alongside the river and into Esholt village as we head back towards Springwood. We're now arriving into the peaceful little village of Esholt. As we've been walking along the fields past the river, can see where the sun has been warming the fields around us, because there's been birds from robins to jackdaws to crows to blackbirds just pecking around on the surface of the field looking for earthworms that are starting to resurface as the ground thaws. The village of Esholt, as I say, is very quaint. It's very small, with a few Yorkshire stone buildings, quite a yellowy stone with quite dark black edges in some cases. It was home to the well-known Yorkshire soap Emmerdale before they moved to the purpose-built site on the Harewood Estate, but it still plays host to the real Woolpack pub, and also a village green with a few picnic benches where you can while away the hours on a day that is potentially a bit warmer than it is today, and a lovely quaint church as well. After walking up past some what looked like very well-maintained allotments in Esholt Village, I did see a chap digging up some rather appetising-looking leeks. We're going to be finishing this walk by going along the long service track back towards Esholt Treatment Works and Spring Wood, where we started this walk, and also where we'll finish as well. It really is peaceful here. We're back into a bit of dense woodland, and just ahead of me is a long icy puddle that again my Wellington boots are going to come in very much useful for me as I wade through to get back to where we started. The sun is a lot lower in the sky now and it's bathing this wonderful warm light across the landscape, which is contrasted by that cool blue sky and all of this icy water at my feet. I do hope you've enjoyed joining me on this audio walk today. It really has been the perfect conditions for it. We really have experienced some wonderful scenes with the woodland landscapes and also the icy canal and the flowing river. Unfortunately, no kingfishers today, but you can't have it all. Anyway, I suppose I ought to be wading back through this puddle and meandering back up to my house and enjoy the last of this beautiful winter sunshine. I think there's some inclement weather forecast overnight tonight, so I might as well make the most of it while I can. I look forward to joining you on another audio walk in the not too distant future. But until then, thank you very much for listening.